In this Sean Speaks episode, I get to speak to you from my heart about an important part of parenting, family life, and a parent's mental health and mindset. I want to help you thrive in how you speak to your kids and how you speak to yourself. Sean Speaks is a live teaching I did with a Zoom room filled with my VIP members. It's interactive, it's spontaneous, it's raw and unedited. If you'd like to go deeper with me, visit my website.
Imagine this. Some crazy person approaches you and they're up in your business, verbally attacking you, your values, and your family, just going off, telling you this and telling you that. It's horrible. You can't use violence. You cannot avoid this person. And arguing back, well, that just makes it worse. It makes the person more aggressive. What can you do? What do you do in these moments? Oh, gosh. You can listen. You can listen. Hear them. Validate them. Connect with them. Have empathy for what they're saying, for what they're going through, even though you may not relate at all. This listening is powerful. It's life-changing. It might diffuse this person. Parents, this isn't fiction. Listening is powerful. I'm going to give you three thoughts on listening. And if you're here with me live, welcome. My VIP members, how's it going? Turn to page 24. And as you listen to my words right now, just look over that sheet and let's talk about how to really connect with our kids and diffuse them and listen in incredible, life-changing ways. Here's three things I want you to think about, okay? Three quick points on listening. Point one, listening is love. Listening is love. Listening to somebody, really hearing them, is one of the most selfless, kind things you can ever do for another person. People always talk about how I love you is such a powerful three-worded phrase. But I love to say, you know what's a powerful three-worded phrase is, tell me more. Hey, tell me more. Well, tell me more about what you're going through. Americans, we suck at listening. We suck at it. People just do not listen. I think the majority of people that I know in the world that I've met, listening is really hard. And there's a lot of reasons why we struggle with listening. But listening is an action and it is a loving action. Point two, this problem that you have with your kid, it might not be them. It might not be your kid. It might be you. It might be your crappy listening. It might be your really sucky listening. And the Gottman Institute is very powerful, and they're just constantly coming out with new knowledge and research. One of the things they talk about is these things which they call bids for connection, how we're constantly bidding people in our lives for connection. It could be something as subtle as, well, look at those clouds over there, or I wonder what we're going to have for dinner. Ooh, did I forget something? What do you think about this TV show? How do you like my dress? Oh, yeah, life was hard today. Ah, oh, work, you know, same old, same old. It's these little bids, and the research tells us that one of the great predictors of a good relationship is that the two married people or lovers, they respond well to these bids. And one of the greatest signs of divorce is this lack of responding to bids. Our kids are very different than us. They say wild things, crazy things, stupid things, things we don't like, we don't relate with, things that bother us. But when they talk to us, this is their way of bidding our attention. And how we listen, how we respond, or how we react really, really matters. Your kids, they want to be seen by you.
Not by the random person at Starbucks. They want to be seen by you. Because you are a person.
You are their person. So they want you to listen and see them and know them more than anyone else. And when that doesn't happen, when they don't feel seen, when they don't feel validated, known, heard, well, then they hurt, they react, and they can get crazy. They can be loud. They can be aggressive. They can be obnoxious, annoying, provoking. They can act out, or they can go the other way and just get avoided. They can get people pleasing. You know what? They're just like us. They're like little human beings. The third thing I want you to think about is something that I think is hilariously true and hilariously funny. I realized after kind of being in this space of listening for so many years that listening is kind of like this weird math problem, okay? I hope you like this. I hope you like this. This is so true. Listen to this, okay? I'm going to look at my notes because I usually don't write it down what I'm about to say, but I even wrote this down, okay? Okay, ready? If you, the more you listen to your kids, okay, I'm already cracking myself up. The more you listen to your kids, the more they're going to talk to you. That makes sense, right? The more they talk, then the safer that they're going to feel. The safer that they feel around you means that the more they're going to share, the more they're going to open up as they become teenagers and beyond. Now, this is where it gets a little challenging. Think of this as yourself and how you listen. Now, the more they share, the more weird things you're going to hear, the more hurtful things you're going to hear, the more things you do not like about how their values are, how they see you, how they see the world, about their choices, about what's going on. The more weird or crazy things they share, the more they open up to you, the more buttons you're going to get pushed. The more buttons that get pushed inside of you, the harder it is for you to be a good listener. The more tempted you're going to feel to react when they're talking, to react with pep talks, lectures, minimizing, shaming, blaming, punishments, yelling, forms of aggression, passive aggression, punishments, because you don't like what you hear. You're emotional. Now, this is where it gets a little dark drama. The more they react, the more you react, well, then the safer that they'll feel talking to you. The less safer they'll feel. The less safer they feel talking to you, that means the less they're going to talk. Then the less that they talk means the more reacting they're going to do. More avoiding, more yelling, more snapping, more aggression, more provoking, more acting out, more avoidance, more screen time. But this is where it gets good. This is where it gets really good. The more you respond well when your buttons get pushed, the more you respond with good listening, well, good things happen. The more you show up and respond when you hear things you do not like hearing, the more you validate, the more you connect, the more you have empathy, the more you show love, the more you say, hey, tell me more. Well, then the more they're going to talk. Then the more that they talk, the more connected they'll feel with you, the safer they'll feel. And the more that you listen, the more that they talk. The more that you listen, the more they'll talk. The more that they feel safer and connected means the more they'll listen to you. The more they listen to you means the greater impact they have, you'll have on their life. The more they listen to you means the more obedient and cooperative they'll be to you and your goals, your values, your rules. The more they listen to you means you have more memories with them and you make a greater impact in your life. So here's my little scientific math problem figured out here. Here's what I figured out. You want to have an amazing impact on your kid's life? You want to have an impact on them? You want to build memories? You want them to really listen to you and care about you, your feelings, your values, your goals? You want to leave a legacy? Well, then it comes down to listening. Isn't that incredible? The more we can grow as active, loving listeners, the more we can change our kids' life, the more as we can change our family's life, the more we can change the world. Here's one quick action step, because what you're looking at on page 24 is a bunch of do's and don'ts. One of the greatest things that I think good listeners do is they validate. And I'm not talking about parking validation when you go to a fancy restaurant. I mean saying things like this, you know, I can see why you feel this way. That makes sense. Yeah, that is a horrible feeling. I can see why you're feeling that way. Yep, I get it. I get it. Yep. Makes sense to me. Now tell me more. You know, I can see why you're coming at it from this point of view. Yeah, that's not how I see it, but you know, it totally makes sense. I think a lot of people would see it that way. That type of validation just is like telling someone, I see you and you're not crazy. I hear you and you're seen. I get you. I understand you. Everybody, every person with a heartbeat wants to feel seen, wants to feel heard, wants to feel understood. And this is all love. It's all love. It all just comes down to love. Everything that I come out of my mouth, I want to be like, how do we love our kids today?
Parents, thank you for letting me be a positive voice in your life. I love you and I love your family. If you're sick and tired of those same painful patterns in your parenting or the same painful bad behaviors in your kids, then what are you waiting for? Join me in my VIP membership. I'd love to speak with you and give you the specific tools that you need.